Rashi mentions the beginning of Parshas, towards the beginning of Parshas Devarim, that Ho'il Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Azos. So Rashi explains that he was metargim with the Shibim Lashon. So why is that referred to as the explaining the Torah by just translating it? And why is it specifically to Shibim Lashon? Later on in the Torah, when the Torah talks about it in Parshas Kisavah, it says Be'er Heitev, and there the Sifsi Chabim explains how you see in the Pasuk Be'er Heitev, that means Shibim Lashon. It says, just in Gematria, a calculation, you take the word Heitev, and you add the He, which is 5, and then the He Yud, which is then 15, and the He Yud Tes, so that's 24, then the He Yud Tes Beis, which is 26, you get up the total of 24 and 26 is 50, plus 15 is 65, plus 5 is 70. That's how you get the calculation where it's merumas on the pasuk. Why then it could have 15? We find a chazal ayin panam l'tara. We find there's shibim l'sharnas. What is in the kud of shibim l'sharnas, ayin panam l'tara? And the Gaon says that there are 70 kachas and nefesh. There's 70 different kachas and nefesh. So each one of the umos took one of the kachas and nefesh and became mitzuyin in that. A nation which is mitzuyin in a certain kach will have words in their language, will have ways of expressing things of that kayach more than other countries, because that's very important to them. Just like you find in Latin, there are tremendous amount of words to talk about war, because the Romans excelled in the world of war and fighting, so they developed many different words to talk about that concept and those things, because that's what they focused on. And I imagine in Greek there were many words which were used for philosophy, words which were developed which talked about philosophy. In the modern times, you talk about the French language being a language of people which are very passionate in their love. So there are many words in that. Lashon HaKodesh is Mitzuyin, Lahavdil, in Lashon of praise to Hashem. There are many different words talking about how we're Mishavech HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Lahavdil from the other Lashonas. So if I want to explain that, the Torah addresses all of those different kachas and nefesh. So sometimes the best way to explain this element of the concept of Torah is to go to the language which has many different words to explain that concept and be explained Be'er Heitev in that language. Go to the next language and explain it Be'er Heitev in that, the next point and Be'er Heitev in that language. If you think about it, so every person, if there are 70 different kachas in that fish, and let's say for argument's sake that they can come in levels of 1 to 10, which obviously is not true, then I can have this kachas in that fish in a very tense way, a little bit weaker way, etc. 10 different levels. So that means that there are 70 times 10 is 700 different level potential levels. Now, I could have level 1 of Kerech Nefesh number A and level 2 of Kerech Nefesh B. I could level 8 of Kerech Nefesh C, on and on. So the combinations which are possible, there's billions and billions and trillions of different combinations of which you could have. Imagine I could have everything being a 1, and I could have 1 to 10 of level that. So it's 10 to the 70th, the factorial. It's a tremendous number. That's each one of us. Each one of us have different combinations of those, of this kachas and nefesh. That means we have a facet of Torah which we're going to understand better than anybody else, because the Torah is going to fit perfectly for that combination of kachas and nefesh. That's what it means. Each person has a unique element in Torah which is his. And each person has to take his unique kachas and find that unique message of Torah. And everybody has to therefore understand that they have something extraordinary in the world of Torah to offer and to gain and to give. And find it and give it and share it with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.